This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Farm Credit Illinois is celebrating the start of harvest by delivering meals to farm families. The Taylorville Regional Office made a trip to Brett Goldsmith's family farm near Nokomis on Wednesday. Derek Staten, vice president for the Taylorville location, says farm safety is why they visit families in the field every year.
Yep, we got Farm Safety Week this week, and as you know, we're always rolling out our Meals in the Fields week here where we serve a warm lunch to farm families across our service area. We just happen to be here today at Brett Goldsmith's farm in Nokomis, his birthday as well, so we're celebrating Brett's birthday and a kickoff of harvest here for Goldsmith and Dwarf Farms, and then also reminding people about Farm Safety Week. That's the number one reason we're out here is to promote safety amongst farm families and getting through harvest safe and sound.
And you're kind of kicking off this program this year at Brett's family's farm. I know you do more than one farm, and you've been doing this for a number of years with Farm Credit.
Yeah, not sure exactly how many years, to be honest with you. It's something we try to do, deliver a meal to at least four to five family farming operations per branch across our service area, the southern 60 counties of Illinois. So getting out, meeting with our cooperative members and sitting down, having a nice meal, and like I said, celebrating hopefully what we hope is a really good, safe harvest.
Absolutely. Not only did you give the family some delicious food today, I had a chance to enjoy lunch with you all, but a couple of other items just to promote safety on the farm.
Yeah, we give everybody multiple first aid kits as well as fire extinguishers. That's probably one of the most overlooked things on most farming operations when they go to the field, not only on combines, but tractors, grain trucks, anywhere. We need to be making sure that we have those safety items ready and able, and hopefully we don't use them, but in the event that we need to, they're ready and able to hopefully get out of a situation safe and secure.
Absolutely. Fires can spread quickly, and unfortunately, I just visited with a farmer in Macoupin County this week who had a combine fire, so it's always great to have things on hand to be prepared and just extra safety. Talking a little bit more about Farm Credit, you're kind of giving back to your farmer customers not only through meals but also financially. You've got some exciting stuff going on for the next couple months.
Yeah, we just rolled out this last week, in addition to kicking off Farm Safety Week and Meals in the Fields, we kind of rolled out our harvest interest returns program, which is something that, you know, I always talk about Farm Credit being one of the best cooperatives out here amongst Illinois farm families, and you know, we like to say the proof's in the pudding type of thing. And sure enough, this year our board of directors and management team got together and rolled out a 0% interest program that's going to hit about 3,700 of our borrowers are going to be eligible for that, and we're going to give back $2.8 million to our cooperative members. So that's what's awesome about Farm Credit Illinois. You know, in lean years and tough times in an ag economy, as we all know, here we are giving back right back to our owners of our business here at Farm Credit.
It's great to hear that you're giving back, and I know a lot of people that work in the farm credit industry like yourself come from farm families and know firsthand the costs that go into operating a farm these days. So awesome to hear that you can help out a little bit, say thanks, and give back for their business.
That's exactly right. I always like to say, we got to keep a lean, mean farming operation, farming business right now. Many people that know me always talk about that, and when you can sit back with a company and, you know, not only say it, but then I guess prove it right here by giving back a 0% interest for 2 months to our owners of our cooperative. What more can you say?
We'll talk a little bit about your family. As I said, you come from a farming family. You've got hogs, but you've also got some grain. Has harvest started, or just maybe a general update how things are going?
You know, I've been traveling around the service area and back at home here for the last couple weeks, and most everybody, I think, kind of started to fire up the combines either Monday or over the weekend. Hearing good reports of yields, I will say that, for our Macoupin, Montgomery, Christian County area that I kind of travel amongst, and a lot of beans getting cut here starting off this morning, and talking with guys, they're just going to let corn start to continue to dry down and maybe put the bean heads on and try to go cut some beans. So, you know, everybody needs good yields, and I'm honestly, we're hearing some good reports out of some areas, and that's good, and that's reassuring. I hope everybody has good yields, and I hope we get even more better price as we continue forward, but definitely good reports so far out in the fields.
Great to hear. Derek, if anyone would like to talk with you or anyone else at your office, best way to contact you guys?
I would say the best way to reach us is by cell phone, and my cell phone number is 217-556-6240. Give us a call. We can talk over any financing or crop insurance needs that you may have.
Derek Staten of Farm Credit, Illinois. And Brett Goldsmith and his family have started harvest for the year, and I had a chance to chat with him for a few minutes after the meal Wednesday about his operation and how the crops look coming out of the field.
I took over this operation from my uncle, Roger DeWerf, and we're farming soybeans, corn, wheat, and then raising hogs. So we don't have too much spare time on our hands, but that keeps us busy.
Definitely. Anytime you've got livestock and grain, it's usually you've got something to do at all hours of the day, all days of the week. This is something that's been in your family for quite a few years.
Yeah, I started working for my uncle 30 years ago, more than that actually, and took over the operation probably 8-9 years ago. I've been farming all my life, farmed back when I was a kid at home too, and then started working for Roger, like I say, back in 84, and was lucky enough to take over the operation.
And do you have any children of your own that have come back to help farm?
Yep, I have two boys and a girl, and my middle boy, Dalton, is back on the farm helping me. I'm hoping to take the operation over someday when I retire.
Well, that's great to hear. It's always awesome to hear about families and continuing the farm on through the next generation. As we start harvest, I've seen some combines rolling today. What did you start with, corn or beans, and how do things look?
We started out with corn. We had some corn planted in the middle of April, and we started out with it, and it's pretty good here on the north side of 16. It's a 200-plus. We get south of 16, it's dropping down into the 170s. But so far, with no more rain than we've had this summer, I'm well pleased with that. We're getting ready to switch over to go to beans right now. We had some early beans, so we're going to get to see what they do.
How do you think harvest compares this year to previous years? A lot of people have said that the beans have dried down really quick and, basically harvesting corn and beans simultaneously. Is that kind of an odd thing for you, or have you done it before?
Well, we've done it before. It's usually in a normal spring, we try to plant the corn, and then we wait and plant the beans. But it's getting to be the norm now. As soon as you get done with corn, you go right into beans. And that's what we did this spring. We had to replant some corn. But the beans we didn't, so the beans are up and they're dry now, and we're getting ready to start with them.
Pretty happy with how the seed you planted performed and quality of the grain you're seeing now?
Yeah, everything seems to be really good. We had some weed pressure. Other than that, more than happy with the yields we've been getting. And the lack of moisture, I was a little bit concerned, but it seems to be rolling out pretty good.
Sounds great. If all things go well, you're just starting harvest. About how long do you think it'll take you to complete?
Well, if everything goes good, a month maybe, it's 30 days. Hopefully we can get it done in that time. Never know, though. Mother Nature can throw a kink in things pretty fast.
Brett Goldsmith of Nokomis. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.